you will have the opportunity to ask questions. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Jean-Pierre Hanin, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for dialing into this conference call and for being with us for the presentation of Cofiesmo's 2020 half year's results. In the room around me, where we with the appropriate distance, I have today Jean Kottaraakos, CFO, Françoise Roolz, Chief Corporate Affairs and Secretary General, Yedi Bitsissi, COO Offices, Sébastien Burden, COO Healthcare, as well as our Head of Control, Jonathan Hubert, Head of Treasury, Maxime Goffinet, our Head of ESG, Anna de Groot, and our Head of External Communication and Investor Relations, Joachim Binz, together with Lynn Nachtegaal, our Investor Relations. Let's move now to slide number three. Well, as you have seen, Cofiesmo's results are solid despite the current health crisis context. With 331 million euro invested over the half year, including the delivery of several projects which contribute to our objective of reducing the energy intensity of our portfolio, Cofiesmo is still aiming at achieving the investment budget of 375 million euro planned for this year. Furthermore, the two capital increase of June, the optional dividend, and the contributions in kind, totaling almost 141 million euro, and the financing operation concluded over the half year, are reinforcing Cofiesmo's to implement its strategy. With a debt to asset ratio of 41.8%, Cofiesmo's consolidated balance sheet shows a strong solvency, which is a valuable asset in the current changing environment. The past half year ended with results which are in line with the outlook for 2020 we published in April. Since the beginning of the year, we invested 182 million euro in healthcare. With this investment, healthcare represents now 2.3 billion euro. This accounts for 57% of the group's overall portfolio, which has now reached 4.5 billion euros. Moreover, we pursue our strategic goal in our offices segment by strengthening our presence in the Brussels Central Business District. Not only did we acquire an office building in this area for 40 million euros, we also delivered the landmark Quartz building. The net result from core activities group share stands at 88 million euros, an 18% growth compared to the first half year of 2019. The expected gross dividend payable in 2021 can be confirmed at 5.80 euro per share. Moving to the next slide, number four. Following the outbreak of the COVID pandemic, Cofiesmo has implemented several measures to ensure the continuity of its activities while making the health and well-being of all its stakeholders its priority. The operational teams remain in close contact with the group's tenants to ensure the continuity of services and help them get through this difficult period. Cofiesmo reviewed the situation of its counterparties on a case-by-case basis in order to find a balanced solution where appropriate. In this context, in order to reflect the doubt as to the current ability of some tenants to pay their rent, and without prejudging the outcome of the discussion with this tenant, Cofiesmo has already booked write-downs on trade receivables for approximately 2 million euros. The lockdown measures have had very little impact on ongoing construction sites and investment projects. As from mid-May, Cofiesmo was able to resume the execution of its growth strategy and is, despite the current changing context, still aiming at achieving the investment budget of 375 75 million euro planned for 2020. With a debt-to-asset ratio of 41.8% as of the end of June, Cofinimmo's consolidated balance sheet, whose BBB rating was confirmed in April, shows a strong solvency, which is a valuable asset when addressing the current crisis. Our company profile is well known by all of you, so I will skip the next slide, and I am basically going directly to slide number 7. This is the chart you know with the breakdowns of our global portfolio per segment based on a fair value of 4.5 billion euro. Healthcare represents over 57% of that portfolio as a consequence of our strong acquisition activity in the first half of 2020. We see on the next slide that we are currently present in 5 European countries, and we will share more details with you later in this presentation. On slide number 9, you see that our investment in healthcare was strong in the first half year, despite the health crisis. July was also a busy month in terms of investment activity. In terms of ESG, we started implementing the project called 30Cube, aimed at reducing further energy intensity of our portfolio by 30% by 2030 to reach 130 kilowatts or per square meter. In order to reach this objective, we have a set of series of tangible targets for all of our segments that we remind on this slide. I'm on slide 11. As you know, Cofinimmo has a long and deep experience in ESG. These slides show previous initiatives. Slide 11 shows the past, while slide 12 shows the applied framework and the different assessments received, consistent with the slides we showed in February. The current COVID context, I'm on slide 13, enables Cofinimmo to focus on the S of ESG that can also refer to solidarity. In addition to the measure already listed on slide number 4, Cofinimmo supports initiatives aiming at fighting against the pandemic and its effects in the healthcare sector, and more particularly in nursing and care home as well as hospitals. The budget for the donations represents an amount of 500,000 euro. Moving to the next slide, market cap was 3.3 billion euro at the end of June. Daily liquidity remains sound. The total return since end of June amounts to 12% higher than the indices. On the next slide, we zoom on 2020. Cofinimmo showed resilience to the effect of COVID-19 on the financial market. The total return in 2020 at minus 2% is markedly better than several indices. The following slide will take a closer look at our property portfolio. I'm on slide 17. At the end of June, the occupancy rate reaches 97.5% compared to 97 at the end of 2019. In healthcare, the occupancy rate remained very close to 100%. In the office segment, the rate reached 92.7, coming from 91.5. It's mainly on the back of new rentals. The weighted average of residual lease term is 12 years, as illustrated on slide 18, and remains unchanged compared with the end of 2019. Also, compared to 2019, year yields are nearly unchanged. I will now invite Sebastian Burden, our CEO of Healthcare, to take you through the highlights of the healthcare segment, starting on slide 21.
Thank you, Jean-Pierre. As already mentioned, our healthcare department has been very active this first half year. Despite the current health crisis, the group invested 182 million euros in high-quality healthcare real estate. Thanks to a series of acquisitions, The fair value of our healthcare segment now amounts to 2.6 billion euros, and our continued investment really illustrates our mission to consolidate our leadership in the healthcare real estate in Europe. Moving to slide 22, the segment now represents a surface area of more than 1 million square meters, spread over 207 assets. The following slides record all the acquisitions we made during the first 6 months. I briefly comment them. On the 10th of June, we acquired through contribution in kind six healthcare sites for a total amount of 105 million. They are all situated in the Flemish region of Belgium and represent together 38,000 square meters. All our modern buildings leased for 27 years. Moving to slide 24. During Q1, we completed the extension of an orthopedic clinic in Rijswijk in the Netherlands. This 11 million project has a surface of 4,000 square meters. Triple net leases spans on a period of 15 years. We also acquired a to-be-renovated nursing home and care home in The Hague in the Netherlands. The investment amounts to 4 million, but on top of that, we will do a renovation project for 10 million. We expect the works to be completed in Q3 2021. In July, also in the Netherlands, we delivered the reconversion of a former bank office into an MOB in Bergijk in the south, in southern Netherlands. Also in July, was a very busy month because we acquired also the nursing home Moermans in the Dutch city of Bergen-op-Zoom, situated in the south of the Netherlands. This was an investment of 46 million. In the second quarter, moving to Germany now, we completed the project of a psychiatric clinic in the town of Karst, near Köln in Germany. This is a facility with approximately 70 beds and 20 daycare units. It's a state-of-the-art mental health facility that we leased on a long-term basis to Oberwerk. At the end of the second quarter, Cofinimmo also signed agreements for the acquisition of a nursing and care home in Bickenbach, very close to Frankfurt. The transaction value will be approximately 60 million. And worth mentioning is that after this transaction, we will reach the milestone of 40 care sites in Germany. The value of our healthcare portfolio in this country is already more than 500 million, so three times more than at the beginning of 2018. Moving to slide 30 and to Spain, you'll remember that Cofinimmo entered Spain in September 2019, we already hold a healthcare real estate portfolio with a fair value of about 20 million. This comprises the three sites under construction in Galicia and Murcia since 2019, as well as a land reserve. In July, we acquired a first standing asset in Andalusia and the plots of two additional projects in Catalonia and Valencia. It's worth mentioning that the project team of the office department of Cofinimmo is actively leading those development projects under the supervision of my excellent colleague, Yelis Bishishi. Their long-established know-how and expertise are key assets in the setup and execution of those projects. And this is probably a very good bridge to hand over to my colleague, Yelis, for the next part of the presentation.
Thank you, Sebastian. Moving on to the next slide for the breakdown of our distribution networks on slide 32. Our two portfolios, Pupstone and Cofinimmur, represent on 30th of June 2020 a fair value of 0.6 billion euros. Both networks together cover about 380,000 square meters and count almost 1,200 assets. As echoed in the press in 2020, Cofinimmo AB InBev concluded amendments relating to the Pupstone portfolio. This agreement is fully in line with the assumptions taken into account when we updated the 2020 EPS guidance in April. We will not elaborate any further on this topic, since we do not comment on the situation of individual customers. Regarding the MAF portfolio, it was subject to a memorandum of understanding relating to the contracts expiring in 2020. The forthcoming signature of the agreements resulting from the execution of this memorandum will result in an increase of the average residual lease term. I propose to skip to the next slide and discuss the office segment as of slide 35. The fair value of the office segment represents 1.3 billion euros at end June 2020 and counts 77 sites for 540,000 square meters. Moving on to slide 36, you see the acquisition we made in the CBD of Brussels. We invested approximately 40 million euros to acquire the building Trône 100, a building containing a well-known medical center and offices in the neighborhood of the European institution. On slide 7, you will see our building Quartz. In June, we performed the provisional acceptance of this building. This landmark of the building combines an innovative architecture with high sustainability and a key strategic location. Quartz will become the home of the European Free Trade Association, the EFTA Surveillance Authority, and the Financial Mechanism Office. It is part of our strategy to improve the overall balance of the office portfolio. We do this by reducing the portion of the portfolio invested in the decentralized zone in favor of properties located within the CBD. 38 gives an overview of the major disposals initiated over the last quarters. This includes the Leuve Steenweg 325 building, of which the divestment has been signed in April 2020. The second map on slide 39 helps you visualize the trend in progress with the divestments concluded in the decentralized area of Brussels or its periphery, and the acquisition of four office buildings in the Brussels CBD. I will now give the floor to Jean Kotarakos, CFO, who will take us through the details of the financial results.
Thank you, Yeli. I will start on slide 41. And as already mentioned by Jean-Pierre, Cofinimmo's results are solid despite the current health crisis context. For the overall portfolio, we can see that the gross rental revenues grew by 10.6% year on year. It represents a like-for-like rental growth of 1.6%.
Bottom line,
page 42, the core EPS is in line with the outlook published in April 2020. This has been achieved despite the mechanical dilution arising from the issues of shares in 2019 and in June 2020. The core EPS amounts to 3.40 euro per share versus a prior year figure of 3.23 euro per share. If we look at the top line, the gross rental revenue amounts to 126 million euros compared to 114 million euros at the end of June 19, up 11%, thanks to the acquisitions made between those two dates. Rental income, after gratuities, concessions, and termination indemnities, amounts to 123 million euros compared to 111 million euros at the end of June 19, up 10% compared to 19. In order to reflect the doubts as to the current ability of some tenants to pay their rent, and without prejudging some of the discussions with these tenants, we already booked write-downs of around 2 million euros over the first half. After taking these into account, the rental income net of rental charges amounts to 121 million euros compared to 112 million, up 8%, in line with the outlook announced last April. The disposal of the Souverain 23 and 25 building at the end of 2019 resulted in a decrease in the operating charges of almost 4 million euros in line with the outlook. The financial result is stable. This includes a one-off financial income of 1 million euros linked to the contributions in kind of the 10th of June 20. The net expenses represent an average cost of debt which decreased to 1.3% compared to 1.5% 1 year earlier. Hence, the net result from core activities stands at €88 million, which represents 3.40 euro per share, as highlighted just before. After having commented on the net result from core activities, let's have a look at the other items that brings us to the IFRS net result on slide 43. The financial instrument net charge of €18 million is mainly due to the fair valuation of the hedging instruments in line with the change of future interest rates on the financial markets over the period. These are non-cash items. The result on the portfolio amounts to minus €10 million versus plus €29 million 1 year earlier. On the one hand, this mainly includes a goodwill impairment of €10 million. Usually, the goodwill impairment test is performed at year-end. This time, following the public statement of ESMA of May 2020, we anticipated the impairment test and performed it on the end of June 2020. The impairment arises from the passage of time and the update of macroeconomic assumptions like the expected inflation rate. On the other hand, the like-for-like variation value of investment properties is nearly flat at 0.2%. Therefore, the net result group share stands at €60 million versus €71 million 1 year earlier. Regarding our balance sheet structure, you will see on slide 44 that there is no surprise. The growth of the last 6 months can easily be seen in the investment properties and in equity, the red boxes in the chart. The total assets reaches €4.7 billion, and 94% of it are investment properties at fair value, financed by €2.5 billion of equity and €2 billion of financial and non-financial debt. On slide 45, we analyze the change of the debt-to-asset ratio between December 19, 41%, and June 2020, 41.8%. The higher ratio year-on-year comes from major movements that nearly offset each other during the last 6 months. Firstly, the effect of the investments on the debt-to-asset ratio, plus 3%, was nearly offset by the effect of the contribution in kind of June 2020, minus 2.1%. And secondly, the effect of the dividend, plus 3.1%, was partially offset by the result on core activities generated during the period, minus 1.8%, and the fact that 44% of the net dividend was paid out in shares, and this is a change of minus 0.9%. Sorry. At the end of the journey, the debt-to-asset ratio is only 0.8 percentage points higher than the level of 2019. Most of the main EPRA KPIs are reported on slide 46. On slide 47, you will find the reconciliation of the EPRA NAV to all, of the IFRS NAV to all EPRA NAV metrics, the two old ones and the three new ones. On this slide, number 47, you can see that the NAV is somewhere between 96 and 107 euro per share, depending on the concept you find the most relevant. Let's have a look now at what we did on the financing side. You can go to slide 50 and look at the equity. As explained earlier, Cofinimmo raised in the first half of 2020 gross proceeds of nearly 143 million euro. Through two successful operations, the optional dividend and contributions in kind followed by NBB in June 2020. On page 51, you will see that during the first half of 2020, Cofinimmo issued long-term commercial papers for a total amount of €29 million. This was performed in the month of February, which means before the COVID period, and also in June, which means in the COVID period. On slide 52, you will see that during this first half, we carried out a series of financing activities post and pre-COVID. These activities resulted in a headroom on credit lines of nearly €900 million in the beginning of July to finance our investment and activities. I will just highlight on slide number 53 the fact that Cofinimmo is one of the few Belgian entities to participate in the Euronext ESG bond community. The green and social bond was issued as early as in 2016, while new green and social loans were put in place in 19 and 20, a total amount of 135 million euros. As you can see on slide 54, the average cost of debt amounts to 1.3% compared to 1.4% in the full year 2019. The average debt maturity remains unchanged compared to the end of last year and stands at 4 years. The sources of financing are well diversified and the debt maturities are well spread as shown on slide 55. At the end of June, the headroom on the committed credit lines is about 1.8 billion euros. After deducting the credit lines kept as a backup for the commercial paper program, the headroom reached almost 900 million, as already mentioned. On the hedging side, on page 56, more than 60% of the group's forecast debt is either fixed or hedged until 2024. And I will now give the floor back to Jean-Pierre, who will take you through the outlook for 2020 and the investment pipeline.
Thank you, Jean. As already mentioned at the beginning of the call, Cofinimmo is still aiming at achieving the investment budget of 375 million euros planned for this year. On slide 59, you have an overview of the breakdown of the projects that were not yet closed at June 30th. Since then, the development projects related to the MOB in Berchegg and the Quartz landmark building were finalized. The acquisition under conditions of the site in Bickenbach, south of Frankfurt, is expected to be closed in the coming weeks. Moving to slide 60, and let's have a look at the outlook for 2020. Taking into account the pipeline just described, we confirm our outlook of 60.60 to 6.85 euro per share at the level of the net current results activities group share as formulated in April 2020. Based on that, we can confirm the target of a gross dividend of 5.80 euro per share higher than the 5.60 euro per share for 2019. Thank you for your attendance. We are here now to answer your questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line remains unmuted locally. First question